Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Well, I've had a nice dose of perspective over the course of the last few days. Living in South Florida, we were looking at Irma as what we thought was going to be a class 5 hurricane potentially hitting my front door. We had this vision, or I guess I had this vision running through my head of seeing, you know, remnants of my stuff, you know, the brand new furniture and electronics that we just put in a house that we just finished remodeling, and all of this, and the looks on my wife's face as you know, walking into the place after it's been destroyed, and even my children walking into their rooms and seeing the destruction. This was what was going through my mind, thinking, God, this is horrible. And then I started to think about it, and I thought, you know, yeah, it is horrible, but the beauty of this situation is I have the ability to get out of the way. Right? But and that's due to, I guess, what we'll call modern technology, right? You didn't have to go, you know, you go back 100 years ago and people didn't know storms were coming and they would just get washed away by them. I mean, it was a horrible situation. So I think in a sense, you have to be thankful for having the heads up to be able to prepare. You know, certainly we can't control the weather, but at least there are some things that we can do, right? We can prepare ourselves. We can prepare our homes. And ultimately, in the case of a hurricane, you can get away. But there's a sense of helplessness that comes with a natural disaster. You think about all the developments we have, and yet we're still powerless to control Mother Nature. And as I said, at least we know things are coming now, and we can prepare, but that's the best we can do. But the question I want to talk about and where I want to spend the rest of the week is really focusing on, you know, if you are a first responder, I understand why you would have to stay. If you have a business that requires you to stay, you know, my buddy Terry is an insurance, owns a big insurance brokerage firm, and he feels the need to stay to be there for his clients. So I guess I sort of understand that one. But for most of us that don't absolutely positively have to be in harm's way, why would we stay? Right? That's the piece that I don't understand. And we'll talk more about that as we progress through the week. But the point here is just, you know, this idea of getting out of harm's way. If you have the ability to do it, why would you not? If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to go deeper on this idea of getting out of harm's way. For today, I just want to wish all the people, all my friends, some family members that live in Florida the best, right? This is a horrific situation. You know, I was fortunate enough to be able to get out of the way of this thing. But for there's an awful lot of people that either chose not to or didn't have the means to do it. And so my heart goes out to those people, because there's nothing worse than sitting through a situation like this and wondering what's going to happen, wondering if your house is going to withstand the abuse it's getting from the storm when you feel it shaking, and just wondering, you know, at moments whether you're going to live or you're going to die. That's a very, very scary place to be and a very helpless place to be. So my heart goes out to people in that situation. For those of you in other parts of the country and the world that are looking in on this, just take a moment to appreciate what you have. Appreciate the safety, what's around you, and don't take things for granted.